Just like Sean Spicer, this episode is going to be full of shit.
Welcome to Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast for your dose of dish. And welcome back to another episode of Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast, live on digital stream radio. You can listen live every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on digitalstreamradio.com. My name is Tom, and I am your host. And as always, with me are my two amazing co-hosts, starting with the first one.
Hey, y'all. Nick or Trish.
Yes, queen. And...
good to be with you guys. It's Chris.
And welcome you all to...
The Dish.
We have a poop... fantastic show for you to motherfucking day.
Yes, queen.
We do. We do. We welcome CEO and co-creator of Squatty Potty, Mr. Bobby Edwards, to the show. Squatty Potty is one of the most revolutionary products to hit the market in the past decade, and we are super excited to have him on the show later on in the second half to talk to him about all that goodness. So we'll start with having a chat with him on the second half of the show, and then at that point, we will also reveal the winner of our poop story and announce our winner of the Squatty Potty giveaway. So stay tuned for that. But
it's our first giveaway. I love it.
It's fucking exciting. I am super, super, super excited. And I can't wait to like reveal the wiener, because that's the best part, isn't it?
The wiener.
The wiener.
The wiener. The wiener.
The wiener.
We miss you, Hans Hershey.
Speaking of Hans, he's got a new book.
I have not got to read it yet.
Listen, it's seriously really good. So let me pull it up on my book, because I am halfway through the book and I had to put it down. But unfortunately, you know, I will get back to it. But it's called Last Winter's Snow by Hans Hershey. And I recommend that you guys get it. So far from what I've read, it is absolutely amazing.
And speaking of Hershey.
Speaking of Hershey, let's talk about our cocktail for today.
That works perfectly. Segways, Trish. Yes. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
I've been trying.
You do good, girl.
Wait, you're explaining the cocktail, because I didn't make it, right?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of where I take this over usually. Yes, today's signature cocktail, in lieu of our lovely guest, is a mudslide.
Now, why would we do a mudslide?
Why would we ever do a mudslide?
Why do we ever do anything here on the show?
Because when you sit on a Squatty Potty, it's like a mudslide.
Hello. Everything comes out just smooth. It's like smooth operator.
And I'm lactose intolerant, so it comes out extra smooth.
Oh, honey.
No, I had to bow out of this cocktail. I could not be partaking with this because I can't do the dairy. Like we said, the classic mudslide consists of 2 ounces of vodka, 2 ounces of Kahlua, which is a coffee liqueur, and 2 ounces of Bailey's Irish Cream liqueur. That can be served either blended or on the rocks. So on the rocks, in a shaker, combine ice, vodka, coffee liqueur, and Irish cream. Drizzle with chocolate syrup. Shake vigorously to combine all ingredients, and pour into your favorite glass and garnish with whipped cream. And if you're going to go ahead and blend it, have a nice summertime blended drink. In a blender, combine crushed ice, vodka, the coffee liqueur, and Irish cream liqueur. Drizzle in chocolate syrup, blend until smooth, and pour into your favorite glass, and again, garnish with some whipped cream.
And that's the beauty of being able to do a cocktail that's very versatile, because you can do it on the rocks, or you can do it blended, so it's pretty cool.
But if you come here and ask me to do it, I'd be like, sorry, the blender's broken.
Yeah, you're just going to get a shake.
I ain't blending it.
I never had a mudslide before.
I think they're not good blended, to be honest, because I feel like it waters it down so much. So I would recommend that you serve it on the rocks.
On the rocks is good. And, you know, for example, earlier today, I had sent Chris an email because Chris was off and he was going to, and Nick, I believe you were off as well too, right?
Yeah, but I got all fucked up.
Okay. So I said to Chris, I said, you know, it would really, really be awesome if we can get some chocolate syrup into it. And he was like, well, why do you need that? And I'm like, all right, this basic bitch just basically called me fat.
That is nowhere near what it was. I'm like, I'm not going to fucking stop at a grocery store. Needless to say, because it was Uncle Tommy's birthday this past weekend. So in addition to the Squatty Potty, we decided that, yes, we'll get her some chocolate syrup.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And it made all the difference. Let me tell you, it was fucking amazing.
You picked it up. I just was there.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, Trish, thank you for going with him. Well, you had no choice. He drove.
I did.
That's true.
It's beautiful weather out. We're driving with the top down in this weather, even though it did look like it was rain, but enough about weather.
You know,
we have so much to talk about. We're like, it's sunny outside, super warm.
So let's just say, okay, so I had a super amazing weekend. It was my birthday on Saturday, April 15th. I'm not going to say how old I am, because I know you're probably going to ask.
Just tell the date you were born.
April 15th.
The year.
1970-ish.
I want to know Tommy Ortiz, circa, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm. Circa. Circa. Before Christ, honey. B.C.
Jesus.
Yeah, hello, exactly.
Speaking Jesus, it's also Easter.
That's right. Happy Easter, everyone.
And Passover this
and
past
zombie
week.
And Jesus Day.
Yeah, as we sit here and make fun of everything. I love it. You know, we are who we are. We can't help it. But I did have a good birthday. I got fucked up on Friday. I ended up throwing up all over my bathroom, and
yeah,
then I spent 2 days recovering.
I don't know how you did it. You seemed so fine, and then you were
I can
like,
tell you what I had.
Yeah, no, you seemed fine, and then all of a sudden you were like, not fine.
I was like, bye, Felicia.
Mm-hmm. She signed out.
Yeah, seriously, I had 2 Parent sodas, I had 4 shots of Cafe Patron, and the 2 pre-gamers that I had here at the house, and that was it.
And it was funny, because the person he was with was like, really? Because at the end of the night, I poured him another shot before he left, and this person was like, really, another one? I'm like, what, has he been like sneaking them? Like, I've only served him one. What do you mean? He's like, I don't know. Next thing I know, Tom's like, oh, I threw up all over my bathroom.
Yeah. And he sent us a video of him the next morning. I was like, girl.
Yes.
You were hurting.
All
looking.
Of my capillaries under my eyes busted, so I had to like literally like do like a Trish. And like smack my face with a lot of like cover
ice
up
and
makeup and Bondo and all that good stuff.
But you should have rinsed the sleepies off your eyes, because like one eye was like
I had
sealed
just,
shut.
I had just gotten up.
I could
it was
like,
bad.
Hear him like opening his eye, and it's like
it was bad. But I will tell you that my birthday was amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And not only that, you know, the guys brought me cake to the bar on Saturday and they sang happy birthday. And Nick got me amazing balloons with 30 on them because he didn't know how old I was. And he got me a nice little unicorn and a fucking balloon that sings happy birthday. And that bitch won't shut the fuck up. And I guarantee you that throughout this podcast,
you're going to hear it.
You're going to hear it. Mm-hmm. Wait, let me see if I can get her to do it.
To you.
Goddamn
thing.
Happy
birthday to you.
So anyway, I had such an amazing weekend.
Are you 30 or 42?
There you go.
You're on point today.
Anyway, I think we should jump into our stories because we do have a guest coming on at 7.
I first want to apologize to all of our listeners. I had acupuncture today, so I'm riding a high right now, and I'm a little out of it.
Her back looks like she was pelted with paintballs.
Sort of, yeah. But it's literally the most amazing experience. If you have never had acupuncture, go do it. Do it on a day where you are off. And have nothing else going on, because you do feel pretty high afterwards. It's like a...
And let me tell you, all of the marks that he has on his back, why don't you tell us a little bit about that? Because we can always get to these stories whenever.
What do you mean, tell you about...
Tell us about your acupuncture and your suction cup thingy-majiggy, because I was like, whoa, Nick, what is all that shit on your back right now?
Okay, so, well, I have a bad back. I have a degenerative disc in my back, and because of that... I get a lot of additional like muscle spasms and pressure in a bunch of random places. So like my back is just completely screwed up all the time. So basically what this person does is she will put these little needles all into the small areas of my back to release all of the additional knots and blood. And then she does this thing called cupping, which I think you can see like in the, on the Olympics, Michael Phelps, you can see on his back, he has like these circles all over his back.
A lot of swimmers do get that.
Because it basically, it releases blood that's kind of stuck and not circulating in areas. So you can see on my back, they're all the way down my back, but in one section in the lower part is where I have the back issue. The color is a lot deeper. It's a lot more red because there's so much that like, I don't want to say coagulates there, but... It just gets stuck. So she's recirculating everything, but it literally looks like somebody beat the shit out of me.
It looks incredibly painful.
But he is super relaxed right now. And it's like amazing. So I think I may have to go out and do it.
Mm-hmm. And shout out to my girl, Lydia Dixon, because she's my acupuncturist. She listens to the show. And I love that bitch.
Great job, baby girl, because you got him feeling lovely.
I know. And she's a little less nasty this week. So thanks, girl.
All right. Well, let's get to the shitty topics at hand. It looks like that the shitty Republicans over in North Carolina are out at at their shit again.
Mm-hmm.
The shit hit. Oh, God. Oh, Lord have mercy.
She'll get there.
I put a lot of vodka in his mudslide.
He sure did. Anyway, so it looks like all these shitheads filed yet another bill that would make same-sex marriage illegal, regardless of the decision made by SCOTUS that already legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. So David Badash reported the story on newcivilrightmovement.com. And basically what he said is that what they're dubbing the Uphold Historical Marriage Act, or also known as HB 780, says that the ruling that the United States Supreme Court not only exceeds the authority of the court relative to the state of North Carolina and a vote of the people of the state on the issue pertaining solely to the state of North Carolina and the people of North Carolina, but...
So North Carolina.
Yes, we get it. It's North Carolina, damn it.
Breathe, girl. But,
that was a runoff sentence.
Incredibly.
But it also exceeds the authority of the court relative to the decree of Almighty God.
Now, how does that work? How can you go against the Supreme Court?
You can't. And these people
so
are trying
to. So then how can they
to...
pass these bills that makes, I mean, they're all just going to get shut down by the Supreme Court.
Correct. I mean, eventually they all keep coming, but we have to look at how things are shaping up on the Supreme Court. So we just got this new Supreme Court nominee nominated, mm-hmm. and so we have Neil Gorsuch in the court now. He was literally confirmed. So what happens if someone like Ruth Bader Ginsburg either dies or, God forbid, please, I will give you every piece of me if you need it, either dies or retires. Or if someone, you know, that's a big impact because that means that the weight of the court can be changed from a conservative, you know, open-minded court because you have half and half and then that one swing vote to a extremely right-ended
right.
You know, conservative
court. Because right now we have a perfectly balanced court. We have four conservatives, four liberals, and we have a swing vote.
And correct. And so
which we're back to when before Scalia passed away.
Correct. That could literally become an issue. So because this stuff can take years, it can take a year, 2 years before it circulates around, you know, oh, we got to go to the Supreme Court of the state first, and then it gets bounced back to the lower courts, and then it goes to the appellate court. And then, you know, once it hits the Supreme Court, this could be 2 or 3 years. By then, Ruth could be gone.
That's a perfect point because it doesn't. North Carolina has a history with trying to buy themselves time. When you look back to their past governor with HB2, mm-hmm. he was, you know, threatening to go to court against, you know, the Obama administration. So they can try to pass this law in the state of North Carolina, and that can buy them time before if it gets to the Supreme Court again or the Supreme Court to overturn their ruling. So they love to buy their time to try to make any changes that they can.
Hey, listen, Republicans are literally taking from the rule book that was set forth by someone like Mitch McConnell. He took a gamble. He said, we're not going to nominate any nominee that President Obama brings to the table, mm-hmm. hoping that someone like Donald Trump got elected so that they can get what they want. Obviously, we would have preferred if Hillary got elected because that meant that we would have had someone a little bit more acceptable when it comes to the majority of the country.
Right.
But that's not what happened. And he took a gamble and it worked in their favor. And not only do they have the control of the Senate or even the House, but now they have
appointed. They're getting control of the court.
And that's a dangerous thing because you have literally right now a government that it can do anything that they want.
Well, they
want.
Don't
and
have control of the court right now.
No,
it's
they
a
don't.
Balance. Yeah. It's a balance.
But the only reason why half the stuff that Trump is trying to pass doesn't work is because of the courts.
That is correct.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, we fall back on them.
When you look at his immigration, his epically failure of an immigration reform to try to ban Muslim people from coming, you know, into the country from these seven countries. It's just like, yeah, that was bad.
For the second time, it was knocked down, you know, after they dropped Iraq from one of the nations that would not allow people to enter the country.
Yeah, it was still struck down. I mean, it is just unconstitutional all the way around. All the judges in these, you know, district courts know it. And he's just trying to be a dick about it.
But there's another big election. Is it? It's coming in Georgia. Is that happening tomorrow?
That's happening Tuesday.
Tomorrow. Yeah, so Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Today's Monday.
With their from going for one of the House seats, and a Democrat seems to be doing okay. It's, you know, if who just had their interim election like a special election last week. Was it Kansas or Arkansas?
And it went
Republican, right.
But by a very small margin.
Right, exactly. Which is good. It shows that people are voicing their opinions, and people in these so-called red states, the anti-Trump people, are standing up, and they're going to fight to put people in that want to serve, you know, the greater part of their states. So I'm looking forward to hopefully getting a blue win.
I was reading in Georgia that this is the first time that in, like, I believe almost 40 years, where they have come so close poll-wise to having a Democrat possibly unseat a seat that has predominantly been
held by a Republican.
Mm-hmm. For about almost 30 to 40 years. Well, I thought that's what I read.
To piggyback on the North Carolina thing, though, too, and the same thing happened in Texas.
Tell us about that.
Very true, yes.
I mean, there was a new bill that was it won preliminary approval on Tuesday in the Texas Senate, and this would allow county clerks and judges to deny couples, gay couples, marriage license if these public officials claim that issuing a license goes against their religious beliefs. Now, this won in the Senate, in the Texas Senate, by a 21-10 vote.
It still has to go to their house, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a preliminary. It's a preliminary approval, but a 21-10. And I harp on this all the time, but it's like separation of church and state. But mm-hmm. That's the only way that these people, they have no case besides saying, well, I don't believe in it.
Right.
Well, they're going to enact these
religious freedoms. Or these They've bills. Been doing it since the Supreme Court legalized marriage equality in 2015.
And they're all going to end up at the Supreme Court, and one by one, they're all going to get struck down.
But
however,
or they won't even get to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court doesn't have to take those cases.
They're
going to have to bring an incredibly intense argument to the Supreme Court for them to even, like, debate taking this on. That's the law of the land. It's going to be incredibly difficult to try to overturn marriage equality across the United States.
Oh, yeah.
The big thing is these religious freedom acts that people in states are trying to put in.
Well, the balance is in our favor. If people remember the last tally before it went national, it was 32 states that approved already that had already had legalized same-sex marriage. So the balance is in our favor. That's the only thing that consoles me. However, it doesn't stop these shitheads, pun intended, from being shitheads.
Yeah.
You know, and so tell me a little bit more. When was this enacted? When did they?
This was last Tuesday.
Fuck them.
So I think they actually already voted Wednesday following the preliminary approval. So I've got to look into that and get back to everybody.
Okay.
So I'm not as educated on this as I should have been. I just wanted to piggyback on that.
Well, it was just a connection.
Yeah.
Well, it makes
the connection amazingly, yep. Because, I mean, it just goes to show you that these red states are really, they really have an active effort in downplaying the significance of our win in 2015.
You know what? One of my friends posted something on Facebook a couple of days ago. It was just a picture. He was down south visiting family, and there was a cup or some type of trinket that literally read something along the lines of "The South is coming back," and he posted on Facebook, and the tag on it was "This. This is the type of thing that scares the shit out of me." And so that I posted on it, I was like, "Why would you even post this?" Because giving them a platform is what we need to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's turned to this large conversation. But then it reminded me of a conversation that we were having with Dave Hartman about the bus that came through New Haven,
mm-hmm.
And giving them that platform were
right.
The ones that got them the national awareness. So, I mean, really what we have to be aware of is these people, they want this stuff to be seen. They want it to be thrown in our face. They want us to feel attacked. So we just need to not give them that space, that platform.
Exactly.
But we also still need to be vigilant and be vocal and be
active
in our communities and make sure that we go out there and participate in any way possible so that we can let them know that, you know what, our voices are not going to be silenced.
Of course. No. But like Dave mentioned, you know, following the bus, the orange bus was like a U-Haul for, you know, support trans rights and all that. And he said, you know, it's great that people are out there and they're fighting hatred. But he's like, if that U-Haul never followed the orange bus would have been in and out. And no one would have ever known it was here, which would have been a bigger blow to them. But it's still that part that we have to protest.
Yeah,
like, it's still,
course.
We have that in us. It would have been nice if they just leave and they're like, shit, no one recognized anything we just did.
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, I just feel like, you know, remember last week we were talking about this whole thing with me and my sister, and it's like we as a community have been pushed and suppressed for so fucking long. We're finally in a place where we shouldn't feel this way, and here we are again, feeling like we have to push back and fight back again because everybody is coming at us because of this goddamn administration. You know, and I'm okay with a Republican administration at the end of the day. If there's a Republican in power, fine. But why can't you just be a fucking human? Just be a human.
Oh, yes. There are bigger things, you know, on board with North Korea having its celebration of his grandfather who founded North Korea. You know, they had a failed missile launch. That's more the stuff we need to look at. The tensions going on between North Korea, the disaster and genocide taking place in Syria, and the disasters going on in different parts of Africa. Like, those are the things that we really need to be looking at. Looking at keeping jobs here. The stuff that President Trump, what he really ran his agenda on is, you know, fighting for the American people. But the idea that it comes to take someone's right to love away, and they're going out of their way so much to do it, is just so appalling. It's, and that's why I have very little respect for Donald Trump, but I have no respect for Mike Pence. And I did like that he was out in North Korea and he was out in the DMZ. Like, he was on the line. He's like, we want to do this peacefully. I like that he's doing that. But focus your energy on keeping people alive. Those are our closest allies and people that I've gotten to know. I know many people who live in South Korea, and those are incredible people, and their lives can literally be on the line if this incident, any simple mistake. We are going through another Cold War. And
he is literally trigger happy right now.
Yeah.
Because the only good press that this man has gotten is what he did in Syria. That missile strike as a result of what happened in Syria was the only good press that he's gotten in his presidency.
Well, he did drop the mother of all bombs in Iraq.
And he also received good press for that as well.
So, which he shouldn't have because he did it illegally, but anyway.
So then the question comes to mind, what is he going to take from that? Well, the only time I get good press is when I bomb something. So you know what? What's stopping him from bombing North Korea?
Right. Yeah, no, you're
and
right.
And creating this huge, massive, unstable situation and where we could possibly end up in another world war.
The next world war will have no winner. So hopefully everyone is – the people that have their hands on the most powerful codes are smart enough not to touch those, because the next world war will not have a winner.
It's not a good thing. So it's 6:52 p.m. Mm-hmm. We do have our caller calling in at 7. So we're going to jump into our segment, Angels and Assholes, and then come back from our break, talk to our guest, Bobby Edwards, which we're super excited. It's going to be a shitty conversation. We love it. Pun intended. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So let's go jump into Angels and Assholes. So, Trish, shall we?
Can I get some love?
You want some love?
I do. I want some love.
Well, do I have to give you love? Because maybe we can use it for music. Okay, cut.
I will cut this, bitch. All right. So the following senators have been chosen to be our honorary assholes. Marco Rubio and Roy Blount.
Hate that bitch.
No, she better don't.
Why?
Why?
These senators signed a letter asking the White House to sign an executive order defending religious freedom that would allow for discrimination against the LGBTQ community and individuals. For their actions, we label them assholes.
All right, and I'll take it from here. This episode we would like to dedicate to Shane Evan Tomlinson. He was 33 years old. The Orlando Sentinel reported the following. Shane Evan Tomlinson sang with his band Frequency on June 11th at the Blue Martini nightclub. Tomlinson was a vibrant, charismatic lead vocal singer for the cover band, performing at nightclubs and weddings, according to videos posted on band's website and YouTube. Hours after wrapping up a gig, he went to Club Pulse in Orlando, Florida to have some fun. He was among those killed in this horrific event that transpired on June 12th. We would like to dedicate this episode to him. His name again is Shane Evan Tomlinson. May he rest in peace. This is Pulse by Melissa Etheridge. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back.
Once again, I hang my head to cry. I can't find the reason why they died. We will find the answer blowing in the wind. That everybody's got a pulse. I am human. I am love,
love will always win. Underneath the skin, everybody's got a pulse. Who you gonna hate now, when there's no one left but you? Who are you gonna gun down, if you can't kill the truth? That it's inside of us, it's inside our blood, it's inside of us. I am love, and my heart beats in my blood. Love will always win. Underneath the skin, everybody's got a pulse. I am human, I am love, and my heart beats in my blood. Love will always win. Underneath the skin, everybody's got a pulse. I am human, I am love, and my heart beats in my blood. Love will always win. Underneath the skin, everybody's got a pulse. Everybody's got a pulse.
So you say this is human. Heartbeat versus mine. I'm in chains cause I'm choosing. Showing love for living life. I shouldn't have to leave where I stand. I shouldn't have to change who I am to count as a human. Feel my pulse. With your hand on my heart, you know it beats just as hard as yours. Feel my pulse. Oh, feel my pulse. Can't you see that I'm scarred? I'm just the same as you are. So just feel my pulse. Oh, I wish I could reach them. Strip away what separates. It's the same air we're breathing. Same tears run down our face. So I don't have to leave where I stand. And I don't have to change who I am to count as a human. Feel my pulse. With your hand on my heart, you know it beats just as hard as yours. Feel my pulse. You see that I'm scarred, I'm just the same as you are. So just feel my pulse. Feel my you are, so just feel my pulse.
Just see that we're human.
Feel my pulse.
Just see that we're human.
Pulse.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back from the break. That was Pulse by Melissa Etheridge and also Feel My Pulse by Eli Lieb and Brandon Ski. And now we welcome CEO and co-creator of Squatty Potty, one of the most innovative products to hit the market in the past decade. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bobby Edwards, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
We are doing wonderful. Sorry that we had to like keep you on mute over there for a minute, but we were sort of kind of coming out of our break and trying to get into the second segment. So welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So Chris is avid.
So ecstatic right now.
He can't even contain himself because I'll tell you that Chris is the one that got us all into the Squatty Potty Nation, which is what we're going to call it. So I want Chris to sort of kind of give it to you.
Good. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Bobby. How you doing?
Good.
One of your biggest advocates here. I remember about 2 years ago, I was mentioning that I saw your commercial with the unicorn pooping. And I sent it to an ex of mine's friend. I'm like, I want a Squatty Potty. And a couple months, like for Christmas, and a couple months later, we're going through all the presents, and I have the last gift, and it's this big box. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? I open it up, and it was a Squatty Potty. And I immediately was like, I gotta go. And I brought it to the bathroom to give it a go. And I came out, I'm like, I will forever be a spokesperson for this product.
It was a shitty day. So how are you, Bobby?
I'm doing great. I'm, you know, fabulous.
Aren't you getting married soon?
I am. How did you know?
Linda.
We do our research.
Linda said something to me the other day, and I was like, oh, he's getting married. Oh, that's adorable.
We're getting married on May 13th, so it's coming right up.
Oh, my God. Excellent. You must be so excited.
You know, I'm very excited. I'm totally excited. It's going to be a fun party. And we live in Utah, so for a lot of these people, it's their first gay wedding. And we're having like a really traditional ceremony, but the reception, we're inviting like all the drag queens from Salt Lake to come down and perform, and we're having a big party afterwards.
Oh my God, that
awesome.
Sounds so much
fun.
So we're coming.
So just our listeners can't see you, obviously. They can only hear the conversation that we're having. But I'd like to introduce ourselves because you probably don't know who's who.
Valid.
So we'll start off with Chris over here. Chris
I'm
is
Chris.
The one who got us all hooked on Squatty Potty.
I just bought him one. Actually, it was last Sunday. I was using my Squatty Potty, and I'm like, Tommy's the only one who doesn't have one. So I went on real quick, because if you use a Squatty Potty, you don't have a lot of time. It gets done quickly. So I had to go, quickly, Amazon, buy it. And I got Tommy a Squatty Potty.
And I officially have a Squatty Potty. Mm-hmm. So my name is Tom, and I am the producer of the show. And then we also have Nick on the other side over here.
Hi.
Who we call Trish.
Yes. It's a long story.
Oh. Okay, so you're not Trish, you're Nick.
So I'm Trish. Nick, but they call me Trish because we're all bartenders, and we all gave each other girl names at one point, and they gave me Trish, and I hated it so much that it stuck.
Cookie.
You're Cookie?
Yeah.
Hi, Cookie!
That's adorable.
Well, just to let you know, so one of the other things that we do on our show, too, is that we do a signature cocktail every episode. Oh. So in honor of Squatty Potty, we decided to do a mudslide. So it is amazing. So
oh my God, we should serve mudslides at our wedding.
You should.
You should.
Exactly. It will be the signature drink. Write it down. Linda, if you're listening.
She goes, one of the signature drinks is called Bobby's Better Half. And I said, it's not the half of my Xanax. And I said, that's because that's my real better half.
You sound like my boyfriend. The other day, funny story, actually, the other day, I woke up and his mother was texting me, and I was like, Ian won't stop yelling at me. And she was like, make him take his medication.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So let's talk about your product, obviously, because, you know, it's an amazing product. So how do you one day decide, you know what, I want to
invent a product that's going to help millions and millions of people poop.
You know, it just happened. So my mother, you know, I tell everyone, you know, necessity is the mother of all invention, right?
Right.
Well, my mother was constipated and she was like seriously suffering. She bought a new house that had like even taller toilets. They have these like new comfort height toilets that are, you know, more comfortable for old people to get off and on. So she went from like a shorter standard toilet to a taller toilet and she could not poop. She's like, I can't poop. I'm, you know, chronically like going to therapists and doctors. And I was like, Mom, you know, you need to squat to poop. That's the way an anatomical, because I had heard of the concept years ago, right? So I'm like, you know, and I lived in LA where a lot of people were squatting before the squatty potty. So I'm like, you need to squat to poop. And she goes, I can't squat. And I'm like, you know, well, let's just put a stool in front of your toilet. That'll help. And so she thought I was crazy. And a couple weeks later, she was at a physical therapist's office for her problem. And the therapist said, no, your son is right. There is actually is an anatomically, that's the way we're supposed to go. But I, you know, I tell patients to squat, to put their feet on a stool all the time. And you should try it. So she ended up trying it after the therapist told her. And she loved it. And it worked. Right. And it worked. It changed a lot. But the stool wasn't comfortable for her. It wasn't the right size and width and height. And it was out here in front of the toilet. So she tells me about it. This is like months after using her stool. She goes, I've been using the stool and it really works. But these are my problems with the stool. And I'm like, well, let's fix it. So I created a stool.
Oh my god. Oh, short shorts. Is the original?
Is that the original squatty potty? Oh my god.
So I created this stool and had a friend put it together. We put it together and gave it to her and she loved it. She like, this is it. This is it. So she started giving, so she liked it so much she started giving it away as presents. Like you, right? You got one for Christmas. Because she thought it was the best thing. She goes, this has like changed my life. It really had changed her life.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, Aunt Connie has hemorrhoids, you know, blah, 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 blah. So she literally started giving them away as gifts. And then it started spreading, like word spread that Judy had this poop stool. And I'm like, there's like the light bulb went on in both of our heads. And I'm like, you know, we should make this and sell this. So I built a website. We built a website and the website became very popular. And this is years before the even unicorn video. And that, you know, the first year we sold like almost $700,000 in squatty potties.
Oh my
That's
God.
That's incredible. Amazing.
So
on the website.
So talk to me about Shark Tank.
Yeah.
So now you have this $700,000 product that sold. And you bring it to Shark Tank. And what is that experience like?
So it was – the Shark Tank is really – actually was one of the most – the scariest thing I have ever done. Like I was – and we'd actually been doing business for like 3 years or something, you know. So – but you have this thing and you have – my problem was I couldn't get any retailers to take it. Like we were selling like on Amazon, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We had sold almost $6 million in product and still I couldn't get a retailer to take it because they didn't know where to put it in their store. They're like, it's weird. Where do I put it? This is not for us. And so I thought, well, you know, and if you see people go on Shark Tank and they get all this retail distribution. So I thought, let's go on Shark Tank and we can get retailers to take it. So we decided to go on, you know, and plus the PR and publicity that you get from Shark Tank. So we made it on the show, and it was really scary because they're like, you know, they're mean.
Yeah.
So who was the Shark Tank that took you on that believed in your product?
So we had two that were like, you know, whatever, fighting for it. We chose Lori Grenier. Okay. So she's like the blonde, the warm-blooded shark.
Doesn't she do a lot of stuff on HSN and other like networks stuff too?
Yeah. Isn't it? She's like QVC.
Yeah, QVC. She does QVC.
Ooh, I completely went for the wrong team. So, so
that's all right because we actually sell Squatty Potty on HSN, not QVC. So
perfect. You did a good plug. I did just notice the unicorn behind your left shoulder.
Well, and there's also one that's like just laying down
there
behind
he is.
Him.
Hey, I love it.
I need one of those, just in general.
This is oh wait, look.
Stop it!
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Rainbow.
So
where can we get that?
This stuffed animal unicorn.
Rainbow butt plug.
Oh, it literally does. It literally does.
We need to get one of those.
I want one so bad I'll sleep with it.
Squattypotty.com. Look, we sell them at squattypotty.com.
Well, perfect. I'm gonna order it right now.
Yeah, you
we have to.
Add your sales. Add your sales.
Okay, so let me ask you. So you're sitting in this studio, you have all these sharks in front of you, and you're already obviously you know your product was very popular. It's selling.
Effective.
What is the feeling like? What were you thinking inside while they were sitting there arguing amongst each other? Who's going to get this deal?
No, I was worried about looking like a fool on national television and not knowing numbers.
Well, I mean, this
and not being able to negotiate correctly, right? Because people go on there and they're not very intelligent and they don't. And they attack that, right? They find the weak point and they go right for it because it makes for good television.
Right.
So I didn't want to be that fool that walked away looking like a complete idiot. So that was my fear. It was totally like, you know.
Well, I can tell you one thing.
And how are they going to react to my product, right? Well, are they going to like it? Are they going to hate it?
I would have been nervous as a gay man going on for Squatty Potty. It's like... It's like, hey, I'm a bottom, right. And this has saved my life. Like, they would tear me apart.
Pun.
Literally.
Did you show them the unicorn commercial when you were on there?
So that was before the unicorn commercial.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So now... So you have your Squatty Potty and you have several versions of them in different materials.
Right.
And you have your new product, which is the
spray.
Unicorn spray.
Yeah.
What next? What comes next?
Oh my goodness.
Where can
we it's like anything to make the bathroom experience better, right? And not all of them are that glamorous. Like there's some hemorrhoid creams that we're working on.
Send it my way.
She's literally her hole
there's
looks like
it
went through
Fisher,
a meat mixer.
Neil Fisher spray.
Oh wow.
No, seriously, there's a lot of things that people have issues with, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're so afraid to talk about it that they suffer and they don't, instead of going to their doctor and getting, they just like don't know what to do. So we're going to create products that work, that are natural, that are like all these good ingredients that will provide people relief, but then market it in a way that's kind of funny and educational so they won't be afraid, you know, of something that they don't have to suffer. Like it's a big problem actually.
Yeah.
And aside from Preparation H, what would you put on your hemorrhoid? There's nothing out there. And Preparation H is totally ineffective. It just numbs it. It doesn't help heal it and protect it and make it better. So, I'm just saying there's a big market out there in this world of bathroom and taboo and potty talk. And, you know, we're doing it all. We're going to do it all.
That's incredible.
Well, I can tell you that we have had one of the most shittiest episodes, pun intended, ever. It's been absolutely amazing. I'm super excited that we are having this conversation because I think this is going to help a lot of gay men.
Oh, yeah. But
including Trish.
It's definitely helping me. The Squatty Potty's helped me immensely. Fuck the bum blaster, Squatty Potty. Anyway, so...
It's like a colonic. Without the hose up your butt.
Yeah, and just bring some baby wipes to the bathroom.
And you're good
That's
to go.
You guys should put out some Squatty Potty
wipes.
Well,
no, but wait a minute. They have the
we have the bidet.
You told me about the bidet. I don't know. I'm not a big bidet person.
I used another version.
What was that?
The bidets are awesome.
Okay.
So,
they are awesome.
Are you a personal user of the bidet?
Of course.
Okay. Do you use the Squatty Potty?
I use them both. My bathroom is like this elimination station.
Sorry. A really quick question. So obviously I feel like Squatty Potty changed your life because now you have this company and all this stuff. But what were you doing before Squatty Potty?
Like I was homeless on the street doing hand jobs for crack.
That's kind of what I wanted you to say.
That's my dream job, really.
So I, you know, I was an entrepreneur. I started a business with my brother. We were a contractor, a concrete contractor, very boring. Mm-hmm. But it was a good job. It was a good business. And then before that, I designed and did websites. I worked at Fox Broadcasting in LA. So we did the websites for 24, American Idol, The Simpsons, et cetera, et cetera.
How long were you with Squatty Potty before you made it your full-time thing? Because like, obviously you had
to... It was like... So after the first year, really.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're labeled as a co-creator. Can we ask who the other person was that assisted you with such a revolutionary product?
Mom.
Judy!
Miss Judy. Yeah. We'll call her Judy
Mom,
Jetson.
Mom's still our, you know, my partner, and then my dad too. So we all, it's, and my husband, my fiance works here too. So
hoping right runs in the family, clearly.
So we ran a little contest. Okay, and we had some of our listeners send in some poop stories, and we've got some really, really interesting entries, but we got together and we talked about our winner and stuff, which we'll announce at some point, but we have a question for our listeners who are interested in getting a Squatty Potty. Chris has a very interesting question for you, because we sort of kind of need to figure out what's the best way. So, Chris.
The proper usage, yes. Yeah. So I'm happy, obviously, to know that you are a user of your product.
Of course.
Now,
well, that's important.
There, for me, there seem to be two different ways to,
especially before date night. Like...
Oh, exactly, Trish. Pay attention. This can help you.
Wait, sorry, what?
Pay attention.
So, I am so bad when I'm on my phone. I ADD. Have to put it away. Sorry.
So I want to know. For me, there are two different ways to mount the Squatty Potty. There is the sit and lift, where you sit on your toilet and lift your feet up and slide it underneath. Or the way that I prefer, which is to stand and squat. So I pull the Squatty Potty out, I stand on it, and I lower myself down to the toilet. Which is your preference?
I do the sit and lift.
Ah, the sit and lift. He's one of them.
Well, see, that's what I do because, okay, so I'm a big boy. I'm 260 pounds. If I were to stand up on that thing, I would probably break it. So
No, you wouldn't. They're very sturdy.
So how much weight does it hold?
Like 1,000 pounds. We've stacked like 1,000 pounds in weights on it. It's like we make them in the United States. They're thick. It's plastic, but it's like sturdy.
But it has arches to it, which are the most sturdy.
It's
arched. Yeah.
So wait. So this is even more amazing news. So your product is U.S. made.
Yeah.
All right, so listeners,
made here in the US of A.
This is made in the US of A. So this is not only is it an amazing product, it is also bringing work and manufacturing to the US. So definitely have to support this product.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a lot of international interest in your product?
You know, we do. The Middle East, for some reason, it's funny. The Gulf states, you know, the Emirates, and Saudi Arabia. It's like that's our biggest market outside of the U.S.
That's so interesting.
And then Japan.
Well, Japan has always been at the forefront of doing everything weird.
Right. It's like a number one product at the Costco in Japan. And Costco, right? Who knew Costco Japan? So,
I mean, when you think about it.
And then we, of course, Europe and Australia.
I did do a lot of, I was marketing for you while I was out in Europe. I was talking a lot about it because I went to study in Germany for 5 weeks, and my biggest thing was how am I going to be away? There it is. How am I going to go without my Squatty Potty for 5 weeks? So I had to make a makeshift one. So what I did was I would carry in my carry-on suitcase, which was the perfect height. I think I have the 7-inch Squatty Potty, and I would put my feet on my carry-on suitcase. Do you offer a travel Squatty Potty?
The Porta Squatty, yes.
The Porta Squatty.
The Porta Squatty. It's like thin. It's little. It fits in your back. It fits in your backpack.
Which is really important that he offers that because once you squat,
you won't go back.
You can't go back.
You every time you sit down and you don't have your Squatty Potty, you're like, I can't poop.
Okay, can you show us what you were holding up again?
Oh, this is just the bag for the Porta Squatty. I don't have a Porta Squatty.
Oh, but it's very small. You can tell. It's very
compact. Basically, it's portable.
And it comes in a bag so you can protect it. I don't know.
I need to bring one with me to work. I just need to have one in my office.
Get one for the office. I want the portable one.
So I will tell you
this. Just put it in. Just leave one in the office.
Exactly.
I'm going to have to.
Mm-hmm. I have to give a shout out to,
Nick's
by the way.
Down the street, walking down the like hallway with this squatty potty. What's Nick about to do?
You never know. You never know. But I have to give a shout out to Linda. You've been
Linda Stay. She's
been
she's
going
a rock
back
star.
And forth with Linda. She's a rock star, absolutely amazing for scheduling the interview and having us talk because she's just a god.
Yeah, she's amazing. Yeah, she has two gay children.
Are you serious?
So she's always been like, you know, she's one of the, they call them in Utah, they call them mama dragons. And it's Mormon mothers who go against the grain and stick and defend their children's right.
Oh,
and their gay children.
We need to have Linda on the show.
What's that term again?
Mama dragon.
Oh, that's amazing.
Put that in the gay talk book.
Linda just got 10 times better in my book. But she was so funny because she called me last week when, you know, everything happened. She called me and she was like so apologetic. And she was like, I'm so sorry, but things, you know, can we just reschedule? I'm like, yeah, it's completely fine. Don't worry about it. We'll just talk. We always just talk. Like, but she's a sweetheart. But yeah, end of story. Found $5.
Found $5.
ADD. No, but seriously, she was amazing and instrumental in getting us the interview put together and everything scheduled. And it's been an amazing experience all over. So I want you to look behind me. What do you see?
The unicorn.
So do you see this beautiful unicorn here? So it was my birthday on Saturday. And Nick here got a set of balloons. And when I saw the unicorn, I went ballistic. Because immediately I thought about the unicorn you have behind you. But see, yours is much better, though. Because yours...
A way to trash Trish's present
to
you.
Has a rainbow butt plug.
It does. It has a built-in butt plug. I was like, I felt cheated.
We'll get you a butt plug, Tom.
It's an ice cream cone.
Exactly. Ah. Soft serve rainbow. Have you seen the...
Yes, I've seen the commercial, Christopher.
Okay.
Stop fighting.
So,
I don't want to freak people out that thinking that we're selling a butt plug, but
well, maybe you should.
So I will ask you. Okay. So you did the soft serve commercial. It was freaking hysterical, absolutely amazing,
but educational as well because it showed like how you really need to align your colon.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. Who was the creative genius to come up with a unicorn and soft serve ice cream?
You know, I wish I could claim that, but it was pitched to me from an ad company.
Oh, really?
He's modest.
Yeah.
No, but that's awesome.
And it started out as ice cream, right? And using the euphemism of ice cream for the poop, because you can't really talk about poop because poop is gross. And then it moved into soft serve, and then it moved into this rainbow pooping ice cream. And then it was like, yeah, that's it. Now that's funny.
Yes, it is. Because let me tell you, we reposted the actual ad on our Facebook pages, and people were just like, oh my God, this is amazing. And I'm like, well, you need to order this product and you need to use it because, you know, we're going to have this man come on the show and talk about it, and you will literally release like never before. It is the pun of all shits.
Oh my God.
Literally. It's just amazing. And so I have had the best releases I have ever had in my life.
Oh God.
Yeah. And I've only had it a week.
See?
Did you hear Howard Stern talk about it?
No.
Oh, Howard Stern for 40 minutes talked about his whole squatty potty experience, and it culminated with the best poop of my life. Like he, and it was 30 minutes of him unwrapping it and putting it on the toilet. Do I sit and lift or do I squat? And, you know, he went through that whole thing. He didn't know how to do it. And then he looked weird. He thought it was ugly. And he's like, but I thought I'd try it anyway. And then it went, you know, and it, then all of a sudden he was like, it was the best shit of my life. The shit of my life. And he goes, and then I picked up my squatty potty and I started kissing it and hugging it. I loved it so much.
So
it was crazy. And this was all, we didn't pay or anything. Like, he just did it.
So here's what I envision with Howard Stern. So imagine the knockoff performance that he did of Prince's assless chaps at the VMAs.
Right.
And he's got him on, and he's got to go poop, and he's running to the bathroom. And now, he's a very tall man. So can you imagine him squatting on his knees, like, literally, like, eye level?
Yeah, I would get the 9-incher.
I would kill to freaking watch that. Seriously, I would.
Literally, I feel like we talk about the squatty potty every single episode.
We really do.
But, you know, it's really funny. So my first, my boyfriend and I had to meet his mom. And so we went to dinner, and literally a topic of conversation was the squatty potty. And we ended up buying her a squatty potty, and she's like in love with the squatty potty.
Excellent.
Excellent. It's the best thing ever. It's like amazing. That's so awesome. I want to make sure that he's going to be able to hear the audio that we're going to play, because I feel that, you know, we are super appreciative that you took the time, first of all, from your busy day. He is a CEO of a company to talk with us here on Gay Talk. But we didn't want to let you go without first announcing the winners of our Squatty Potty
giveaway.
But awesome. We want to play the audio of their poop story, because this is what made them win the competition. So we're going to play the audio for you. Let me just pull up the email.
Did you win a Squatty Potty?
They win a squatty potty,
which we're going to give them. Yes. So let me get this email here for them.
I don't know if Linda told you, but you're actually giving them the squatty potty.
This one's coming out of pocket, out of those short shorts pockets.
Okay. So
they were cute.
So I think that it would be fitting to announce the names of the people that won the competition, but also for you to say congratulations, because you are the CEO of the product they're going to receive. So our winners for the Squatty Potty competition is actually Ben and Josh, all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Awesome.
So I have an audio. We're going to play for them. And then if you can congratulate them, that would be amazing. So here's the audio from Ben and Josh.
Let's hope it plays.
Let's hope. come on. Sign in. Really? Yes.
You didn't get this together, Tom?
No. I had it.
I understand. Done. You're new. It's okay.
I'm done. It's going. Okay. Here we go. So this is Ben and Josh.
Hi, guys. This is Ben and Josh. Hello, we are from Las Vegas. I am a huge fan of the show, and we wanted to record our submission for the poop story, and because we think it's really funny. So Josh is going to tell you the story.
So someone that I work with came in one day with this picture and decided to tell us about the picture. She didn't show it to us, but she said she had to give us the story first and then show the picture. She was in California visiting. Her and her partner were in California visiting her mom, her dad, and her sister. They all went out to dinner one night, and she thinks that everyone got food poisoning, because by the time they got back home, it was mad dashing it for the bathroom, all three of them. her mom, and the sister. The sister went first and blew up the bathroom, just tore it apart. So mom and my coworker decided to, you know, help her clean. In the middle of cleaning, mom had an incident and messed the now clean bathroom, or halfway clean bathroom. my coworker, about an hour later after she fell victim to it, went running into the bathroom, couldn't decide whether to stand or sit, and sort of debated back and forth, stand, sit, finally decided to stand and threw up into the toilet. Well, when she turned around, she was so happy that, you know, she hadn't made a mess like the other two looking at the floor. So she decided to sit down and try and, you know, finish whatever she needed to do when she looked at the shower curtain and it was splattered.
Oh, my goodness.
So the picture is of the shower curtain that was attacked.
Okay, so we are going to attach a photo of the incident that happened in that bathroom. And so that's part of the submission. So again, I am a big fan of the show. This is Ben, and I can't wait to hear from you guys. Bye.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so that was Ben and Josh from Las Vegas, Nevada. And so, just to give you a little visual, I'm not even going to bother giving you the picture.
We saw it.
We got the picture. And it was very, very, very interesting. It was like Picasso.
It was like the Psycho scene when she gets the cut and it's just a against a fucking shower curtain.
Was Rainbow Sherbert?
Yes.
This is more like Coffee Oreo.
Coffee Oreo.
In a mudslide type of way. Thank you.
Mudslide.
So, you know, it would be fitting to just have the CEO of the company just say, congratulations.
Congrats, Ben and Josh of fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, for winning the Gay Talk 2.0 podcast poop story.
Woo, yeah. Yay! So literally when I first heard this story, I was like, this is like that scene from Bridesmaids.
So can they not, like, they really can't control it? Like, it just comes out?
I mean, food poisoning, I guess so. I've never, knock on wood, I've never experienced that
before.
I've
been there.
So from what I gather,
it's just like...
It's not fun.
Well, evidently she thought that she needed to throw up, but she didn't realize which hole it was going to come out of.
Well, she was probably pushing so hard for the vomit that it kind of just went no, from the other end.
And so she was happy it didn't hit the floor, but she didn't realize it hit her. All of it.
She turns around to sit down on the toilet and she's like,
So I guess the rest of them must have been throwing up and then shit at the same time. That's why it was all over.
I guess so.
That's why with food poisoning, the rule of thumb is you sit on the toilet and you hold a bucket in front of you.
Okay.
I never had it go that way, but I was like...
I just picture this whole, like, Linda Blair's episode where they're just like... And the shit's flying everywhere.
Yeah, like, basically, that's how I envisioned it.
Listen, I have to thank our listeners because we got a really, really great response. We had a lot of other stories that were amazing as well.
A lot of fun, yeah.
And, you know, in other episodes...
And we also had a freaking story from Mr. One, Dave Hartman, who submitted Far Too Late, Dave.
Today.
Far Too Late.
Yeah. It was funny. I will say I read it. It was hilarious.
Yes. Our cutoff was Friday, and he submitted his request today. And I'm like, well, that's not going to work.
He did. I will give a little hint. He did fall in his poop.
In his story?
Yes. He did fall in his poop. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what do you think about that story, Mr. Edwards?
It's totally disgusting.
His face, though, during the entire thing was hilarious.
That was the best part. He's like, "Oh my god!"
I just have never seen somebody have such uncontrollable fecal fury.
Shootery. Like, wait until you have kids. Yeah. My poor mother.
Oh my god! Well, listen, this has been absolutely amazing to have you on the show with us, and for you to take time out of your busy day. Sure. It's probably what, like 5:30 in your area in your time?
5:30, yep.
It's 6:30. 7:30. I can count even with all these mudslides.
It's 7:30.
Yeah, 7:30. Yeah, so almost.
You can't count.
Either way, we're extremely appreciative that you took the time. And if you have anything new coming down the pike, know that we here at Gay Talk will have you any which way possible. Whenever you want to talk about something, just call us. Be with us.
Okay.
Hey, you are part of the Gay Talk family.
So much fun, you guys. Easy.
Yeah. We're really easy. We're very low key, down to earth. All
speak
we do
for yourself, honey. Jesus. They're staring at me right now. I'm easy too. Fine.
I keep the dagger behind me.
So, guys, if you want to, like we have said many times over, go to squattypotty.com, look at their products. They're amazing products. They're good for your health. This man did an amazing thing for the humankind, for the human population.
Mm-hmm.
And we encourage that you buy his products. It's the best thing ever.
You can get them at Target and Walmart and Costco too, right?
Yep.
You can get them everywhere.
Amazon and poop like the animal you are.
No, not Walmart. Walmart's limited.
Yeah, who goes to Walmart anyway?
Yeah. Target. Go to Target. Go to Bed Bath. Or better yet, go to SquattyPotty.com. Because when you order from SquattyPotty.com, you get an awesome pin and you get a cute, like, Prince hat that is awesome. So you get all the extras when you order straight from the manufacturer.
I'm just going to buy more. I'm just going to buy a second one. I only have
one
toilet.
Or you just go to Amazon and push the one-click button, which is, like, super easy.
Yeah. Or you can visit our website, which is www.gaytalk20.com. Click on the Squatty Potty banner, and you can get free shipping on any orders that are $20 or more.
Perfect.
It's amazing. Right? So anyway, thank you so much for
taking
the time.
I'm on your website right now.
Oh,
Oh, look, there I am.
Yeah, yes, you're there.
And there's a Squatty Potty banner somewhere in there. We became an affiliate of the program, so
awesome.
Yeah, we're going to plug your product and make sure that, you know, people are aware of the amazing benefits of such amazing product.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also great. So feel free to call us whenever you want.
Go to Gay Talk 20 and order it. That's the best place.
Gay Talk 20. Yes. Good.
Bobby Edwards said it himself.
So listen, again, it's been a privilege. It's been an amazing experience and time. And as I said before, if you have anything else you want to talk about with us, feel free to call us. You know, we're here anytime.
Thanks, guys. It's been fun.
Thank you so much.
Great to meet you. Bye.
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 Bye. All right.
He was fucking hot.
Oh, my God.
That was one sexy man.
And then he stood up in those shorts.
I know. The short shorts were right up there.
I'm so loving the fact that we don't have people call in and we have them Skype in because, goddamn.
Yeah. But he's a great guy. It was awesome to talk to, but he was sexy.
I'm not going to be able to concentrate for the rest of the show. I'm sorry. He was great. He was very funny. He was very witty. To our winners, we have to go back to that. So, Ben and Josh. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, though, like, we got a bunch of submissions, but then we got this one audio submission. We're just like, come on.
I know.
We can play it on air. We don't have to curse of it.
Like, exactly. I do want to say, though, I wanted to give a shout out to George, who sent in a poop story. His was very funny, and it reminded me of back when my parents were trying to potty train me, and we were at a Home Depot. And this woman came up to my mom. I was very young. I was, you know, getting potty trained. And she tapped on my mom's shoulder. And she's like, is that your son? And she looks over.
Wow.
And my pants are down around my ankles. And I'm sitting on a display toilet trying to poop. And my mom stopped me. I did not poop on the floor. But George, your story reminded me of that. But yes, congratulations to our winners.
So George and Ben and Josh were our top two stories. And we debated about this. And we sat on Friday. And over dinner, after we went to the bathroom, just like we said. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and we talked about it. And we said, okay, well, you know, we've got our winner. And this is not going to be the first contest that we have. I can't even, like, fathom what just happened right now. This man was amazing.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
He really was.
Yeah.
But, so,
congratulations to him, too, because he's getting married.
Yes, that is, congratulations.
So,
and you said we'll be at the wedding, Trish.
Yeah, we'll be there.
The reception, at least.
I'll be the best.
I kind of feel bad that now the second we ended with him, I was like, wow, he was hot. Like, I kind of felt like I should have talked a little bit more.
It was truth. He was a very beautiful man, very mm-hmm. sexy. And those shorts, they helped. And husband, you're lucky.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I think that, you know, Linda, get us on the list. We're going.
We want to go to the
plane tickets and all. Let's do this.
Well, Linda's got to come on and talk about.
That was incredible to to hear about.
That was an amazing thing to know out of someone. Because you know what? Trish, myself, well, let me say Nick, myself, and Chris, we reach out to a lot of people on a daily basis. And to know something that personal, that, you know, this woman has two gay children and that she goes out of her way in a Mormon state to really advocate.
I believe as a Mormon, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
as
what you're saying,
To Mormon advocate for her children. Up. You can't get any better of a human being than that.
Right. No. And to go against the grain of the Mormon church and principles to say, like, no, this is my child and this is a beautiful child who just loves someone. We won't sit back and let that kind of assault come toward us.
I think my favorite, too, is when she emailed us back because we were, you know, going back and forth about booking. She emailed us back and she was like, oh, he would love to be on the show. And he's gay.
Yeah, I know. I love that.
I was like, well, that's not a requirement, but absolutely amazing.
Yeah,
well,
it's a plus.
It was great.
I still think it's so funny that a gay man has made this successful pooping product. Like, I'm proud of you.
Leave it to the gay man.
And I will say, you know, you Squatty Potty, you'll have a clean poop, too. Not only is it a quick poop, it's a clean poop.
Because when you squat, your butt cheeks actually spread.
And you'll cut your, for those of you who budget, like put toilet paper in your budget, you'll cut down on that because you don't need a lot. It's a clean poop.
And if you get that bidet, you'll need to do is just get a couple of towels to just dab and dry up.
I don't know if I can do a bidet, though.
It's really good.
I've never tried one.
Oh, it's amazing.
I just feel like I would kind of like lift off the seat because it's
Well, you would in the wintertime.
What would happen for me is I would be sitting there and I'd be like, Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, I don't want to get off.
So, okay.
Gross.
So I will tell you the truth. So during last week's episode, I did mention that I had tried another bidet. It was called a Go Bidet, and it had this articulating arm that would come out to the center, and you would attach it to your seat. You know, it had all the attachments. But when the water came up, the pressure was so strong, water would actually go in my ass.
Yeah.
And then you would spray it out.
Yeah, that's the point.
It's like without inserting an enema. Like, well, it doesn't really get in the anus, but it cleans the hole.
But this did.
Oh.
It did. It literally, water shot up into my butthole, and then I would literally just push it out.
That's a Japanese strength model. That's what it was.
Well, it was strong. But I'm looking at the one that they have at squattypotty.com, and I'm really interested. I think that, you know, it's a really, really amazing way to be able to ensure that you're clean. Because I'm one of those people that if I'm in my house and I take a poop, I'm taking a shower.
I like to do that, too. And I'm definitely going to go on squattypotty.com, and I'm going to invest in the travel squatty potty because I want that. I love the fact that he said that it's so compact that it fits in your backpack. And he showed us the bag that it came in. It was a very thin, thin bag. So it really looks completely compact, and it can go with you anywhere.
And we got to see the original freaking squatty potty.
Yes, he pulled the original squatty potty down. Awesome. Yeah, that was probably my favorite part. Yeah.
So let's go back to our winning poop story and read the email that the boys sent out. And because I think it was just so beautiful. And it said, "Hello, boys of Gay Talk 2.0. We are Ben and Josh from Las Vegas, Nevada. And we are writing to enter your poop story competition. And instead of writing, we thought that it would be fitting to record an audio of the story, attaches the email of our audio submission, and a visual aid to paint the narrative." So, originally, we said, okay, well, where is this visual aid? The picture wasn't included, but they did send it afterwards.
Well, we said it last week on the podcast, and they must have heard us because they listened to the show. And then, like, literally just a couple hours later, Tom's like, "Nick, go to Gay Talk's email right now.
And look at the picture."
And I'm sitting at my desk at work, and I'm just like, oh, my God.
I love how they give a warning. They're like, don't eat anything or anything like that. Don't be eating when you open this. I was like, ooh.
Well, first of all.
Oh, and they also sent us a photo of them, the two of them. Ben and Josh. And they're adorable.
They are adorable.
They're
beautiful,
so
man.
Cute.
Beautiful, man. And I said to myself, I'm like, oh, my God, these voices sound sexy.
Well, we'll be meeting you guys one day when we're live from Vegas. Someday Uncle Tommy will bring Gay Talk out there.
Hopefully Uncle Tommy won't have to do it. Hopefully Gay Talk will do it one day.
Yeah, exactly.
Hashtag Gay Talk credit card.
Give me that corporate Amex.
Because my TD is almost maxed out.
I'm telling you, I'm like exhausted. So PS from Ben, right? This is Ben writing. He says, "Thank you for creating this podcast. Not only do you provide entertainment for my ears, but all of you serve as gatekeepers of an important and relevant information and news that affect the LGBTQ+, as Trish would say, community. I commend all of you for sharing your talent and time to represent and advocate the oppressed, and not just our own. Josh and I are with you, as Tom would say, in all of our efforts, accomplishments, and drunken episodes. Although, if given the chance, I wouldn't mind passing out on Chris's lap."
Oh my God.
"Just kidding, or am I?
Is that back to Germany?
Who knows? We might come visit you one day. Nonetheless, I appreciate each one of you from the bottom of my heart. Muchas gracias, amigos. Cheers, Ben and Josh."
Aww.
So, Ben and Josh, thank you.
And you guys can come take a nap if you want.
Thank you.
I'll allow it.
Of course you would. You would allow anything to take a nap.
Trish is so mad at me right now.
Yeah. Because.
They'd be our guests. I have to give them a comfy place to nap.
All right, guys. Should we move away from poop stories for a bit?
Sure. So, you know, we still have some stuff that we need to cover. Okay, so before we go.
Yeah.
And before we continue, I have something that I would like to announce. So I had a birthday this weekend, which we all knew about earlier today. And yes, that was fun and fabulous, but I'm not the only one that gets gifts. So earlier today, while the guys were going back and forth, I was running around my apartment looking for scissors. And they're probably wondering why. So I'm going to tell them. Hold on. I got something for my boys.
This is great. Oh. What, we're getting gifts right now?
Yes, because when it's my birthday, everybody gets gifts. So I got to open this up. And
oh my God, I'm nervous. What's in this box?
I have to give a shout out to my friend Lee Ann over at, hold on, it's coming. It is called, where is it? Oh, well, I ordered it from Etsy, but the product came from a group of people called, oh God, what was it? Okay, hold on.
The struggle is so real.
The struggle. I need to go on Facebook and look this up.
Okay, so...
That's so funny. Remember when I got him the squatty potty? I wanted to give it to him on the show and be like, it'd be the first gift on Gay Talk. I got booted.
I saw you come in and I was like, all right, what is this bitch?
Okay. Well, that's because we decided it wasn't going to happen.
So this product comes from Philly Mean Mugs. So shout out to my friend who was absolutely amazing. I reached out to this company to get custom mugs made.
Oh, yeah.
For my girls, right?
Oh, God. I'm nervous.
Oh, my God. And so, all right. So this one is Chris. So we got the first one for Chris.
Oh, my God.
And the first one has custom inscriptions on the actual mug. So let me just open all the stuff. And yeah, it's amazing.
I'm like so nervous what it's about to be.
I know. I don't know what's going on
here.
No,
this is going to be great. You guys are going to love it. Trust me. I'll just throw all the trash on the floor. So for Chris, he's always saying this one little phrase that just completely just drives me bananas. So you get that one.
Yavor! I have a mug that says Yavor!
Oh, God. What does mine say?
I truly, seriously, this is Tom. Okay. I'll do mine last. I seriously love my girls. So I've always been like, ooh, what was that?
I don't know.
Okay, I have no idea.
Well, we're going to open this up.
It's literally a white mug that says Yavol on it.
I know.
So.
What? I'm so nervous right now.
Oh, you're fine, girl. Trust me. It's good. So for my girl, I got her.
Yes, queen. Yes.
Because it's just amazing.
Oh my God, but there's above the queue, there's a little crown. Oh my God, it's so adorable.
So by the way, I bought these. So there's an app called Etsy. And so you get a lot of very custom stuff made on Etsy and you can order it. And it's great. So I ordered my girl's mug. So my mug says, it says, I hate when I wake up every morning and Donald Trump is still president. So guys, cheers to an amazing year and 2 months and just all
Thank you, Uncle Tommy.
Aww,
you're welcome.
These are so cute.
I'm going to go ahead and put it out there so it has to be done. We're going to go ahead and take a picture after this episode
and put
with
it
all of our mugs. Guys. And Nick's going to be all pissed about it because he'd be like, I was in your convertible. My hair's all...
No, I'm going to be pissed about it because I went to acupuncture today and I haven't showered or done my hair or face.
Well, they can't smell you in the picture.
So anyway, I have reached out to the company and okay, so here's my experience. So as soon as I submitted my order, the first thing I get a Facebook message back and she's like, okay, well, here's what I got. How's this? Super responsive, super amazing. And I was like, wow, this is great. This was an amazing experience. So I felt the need to really point them out and say, you guys did so great. So not only that,
I fucking can't. I have a mug that says Yavol on it.
It is. So, you know, to the people over at Philly Mean Mug, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And to our peeps, if you guys want to check them out and order your own personalized mugs, you can do that by visiting their Facebook page. They're called Philly Mean Mugs. So they are on Facebook at Philly Mean Mugs. And they're located right in the Philly area. So, you know, it's a great thing.
Stop by and see Drea.
Yeah, and you can see Drea over in Center City at her salon.
Go get a mug, get your hair did.
Exactly. So thank you for such an amazing shopping experience. So and my girls got their mugs, and we are good.
That's excellent.
So yes, queen.
It's kind of, you know, reminds me with your mug. Meanwhile,
in Canada!
I love this one. Canadian brewer Northern Maverick Brewing Company throws shade at President Donald Trump with its upcoming release of the themed beer called Fake News Ale. On the beer can, you can kind of see the picture of Donald Trump screaming right there. You can kind of see it, Tom. Oh, you have Maverick. The note in front of you. Exactly. So its site reads, our Sessions Able Ale pairs well with small hands, striking comeovers, huge egos, and all things Mexican. This beer will be making its release for this summer. Remember, for each can sold of this beer, we will donate 5% of sales to help reverse a questionable policy.
Build a wall, get me a ladder.
There it is.
Can I ask, is this a real thing? Like,
It was on my notes for the brewing company. It's the Canadian brewer, Northern Maverick Brewing Company.
We need to get this info, either have them on the show or get it and post it on our website so people can actually order this
beer. I will drive I will drive to get it, or we will order it.
We know. We and know they you'll said, go to Canada.
With an animated picture of the man himself plastered onto the can, the beer could be an indirect lash out at President Trump for his spate against his spate of tweets targeting Canada's infrastructure and political leaders, including the lovable Justin Trudeau. Don't you go after our Mr. PM. Oh,
gotta love speaking him. Of speaking, Justin Trudeau.
Tell me.
We had an email this week that I have got to talk perfect. About.
Segways, though? Segways, though.
Segways
yes.
are amazing. So let's talk about this amazing email.
Okay, so as we all know, I've been kind of obsessed with these gay penguins.
Tell me about it.
And last week, I was like, what? Wait, where are the lesbian penguins? Like, there have to be lesbian penguins. So we had a listener from Canada. I'm going to omit his name. But we had a listener from Canada, and the subject line literally is titled Gay Penguins. He goes, after hearing about the gay penguin, I use my network. Who has a penguin network? But I'm glad that you do.
It's Canadian.
I use my network to find out for you guys if lesbian ones exist. And in fact, they do. There are lesbian penguins. This is coming straight from an acquaintance who's a penguin caretaker. He has a few lesbian couples. Not sure yet if they also steal eggs from stray penguins. I'll find out and I'll let you guys know. Also, a big fan of the podcast. Love your shout outs to Canada and my very sexy prime minister. And he is very sexy. And thank you for informing us about the lesbian penguins. I want to know more. So,
yes, exactly. Well, now we know.
I just love Super Mario Brothers. No, this is great. I mean, seriously, thank you so much for taking the time to let us know, because that would have probably...
That literally... I was having a shitty day. That email made it did. My it made day.
Trisha's blowing my phone up. You're like, lesbian penguin! Lesbian penguin! I'm like, girl,
calm down!
You have no idea. Yes. No idea how happy it makes us to listen or to hear from our listeners and tell us how, you know, their wonderful experiences with what we bring you. It's really, really, really endearing.
Yeah, you seriously. Know, I always say, but my favorite part about the podcast is you know, seeing who we're reaching and like who we're, you know, contacting and touching and changing or listening to us, whatever. But it's just like, it's really like, it's powerful. I mean, like the one email that we got about the person who felt like he had a community because of our podcast. Mm. I mean, that is the stuff that that drives me to do this every week. Emails mean the world to me. So keep them coming, whether they're about gay penguins, lesbian penguins, pooping stories. I don't care. Just send along some stories.
It doesn't matter what it is. Listen, we do this only because we're really good friends and we sit around our table. We would have done this anyway. We would have sat and had cocktails and say, hey guys, what's going on in the world? What's affecting us, and how do we deal with it?
Right.
And this is our outlet, and it is absolutely amazing to think that people are receptive of it and taking it in and making of it whatever they want to make of it.
Yeah. And I love getting shout outs from, you know, parts of the country that it's very difficult to live in, being openly gay or being closeted. And there's actually another shout out I want to do. Carl, who I found out was an orchestral conductor. He's from Plainview, Texas. And I was with one of our old hosts, Paul Anthony, mm-hmm. at 168 Yorkshire Cafe. And he and I were on his Snapchat. And this guy, Carl, replied and said, Chris, heart, heart, heart. And I'm like, who's that guy? And he said, he listens to your show all the time. So, you know, Carl in Texas, just want to go ahead and give you a hi and thanks for reaching out to the show. We always want to hear from you guys. That's what we're here for. We're here for everyone, you know, in the States and across the world.
Absolutely. Because, you know, our show is truly international. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's always great to hear from people. Yes, queen, yes.
Yes, queen, yes.
So, I know that we're going on a very, very, very long show. Uh-huh. But we still have stories that we want to cover. We still have things that we want to talk about, which are very important to the current climate of what's going on. So let's cover those and then wrap up the show and bring it home.
All right.
So, Chris, you had a story about the LGBT organization in Scandinavia?
Yeah, there's actually multiple LGBT organizations of the Scandinavian countries, including Germany, not part of Scandinavia, but they collect funds for the evacuation of gays from Chechnya. In Finland and Germany, the process is just beginning. In Sweden, but they have collected nearly 170,000 euros. The Finnish nonprofit organization SETA, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but it's SETA, which stands for, in Finnish, Standing for Sexual Equality, which was founded in 1974. They're one of these groups that are calling for the evacuation of these people that are, you know, being detained in these concentration camps in the Russian state of Chechnya. And they're doing everything they can to try to get funds. And they're, what they're doing is they're working with the Russian counterparts in Chechnya to cover their travel expenses, their lodging, and their food. And they're just trying to do whatever they can to get out there. There are so many nations that you can get to. You can flee Chechnya. You don't have to stay there. And for information on maybe how you can donate money or become a member, you can visit www.seta.fi. That is the Standing for Sexual Equality group in Finland, which is the .fi. And I just want to give a public announcement for asylum seekers out there. If you fear persecution or risk of inhumane or degrading treatment or punishment in your country of origin because of your sexual orientation or gender identity, you may be granted asylum or protection in Finland. You cannot apply for asylum while being abroad. You have to arrive in Finland, where you can leave your asylum application at border control or at a police station after entering the country. It can get better. Please do what you can to get out. And those listening, please do what you can to help.
And we need to make a statement. So we had one of our previous guests, Brandon Solerno, actually posted on our Twitter, where is the activism? Where is the talking about all this craziness that's going on in Chechnya? And so I want to reply. You know, this is our stand here on the show. We are with our brothers and sisters, or specifically our brothers, because this is basically all about gay men at this point in Chechnya. And in any way, shape, or form, if we can lend our voices to the community that we are serving to reach out and help these individuals that can, help them in any way, shape, or possible, whether that's through a donation or through lodging or through any which way possible, to ensure that our brothers and sisters are safe, we implore that you do so. We have a limited voice at times, but our voice can be powerful if we just communicate that message and let people know.
And what we can do is we can add that link to our website.
Absolutely. I really think we should.
And we should. Yeah.
And we're going to do that. We're going to put the link on our website. We're going to put the link on our social media, whether that be Facebook, Twitter, so that people are aware that this is somewhere where you can actually go and make a difference.
Yeah. For and sure. Sweden alone has collected over 1,600,000 kroner, which amounts to just about 170,000 euros, just to try to get these people out of there and get them somewhere they can sleep, not in fear, that's just amazing, for maybe one night.
Chris, can I just say that that story gave me chills? So thank you so much for sharing it, because I had not heard about this organization, and you're not only educating our listeners, but you're educating me, and I'm getting emotional because of what's going on in Chechnya right now.
It's horrible.
So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that story with us.
It is absolutely horrible. And we don't – listen, we're probably going to be wrapping up our show soon. We don't want to leave on a bad term. So I know Trish has a story, but I want to save that story for the end, because that's our good humor,
happy, uplifting
story. So let's jump into our gender identity definitions and all that good stuff. Because we still have – and we also have our gay talk term too.
Yeah. I love you, Trish. We've got all the terms. So – all right, so the gay, gay. Everything's gay.
That's her.
So the gender identity definition for this week is called bigender. Bigender is someone whose gender identity encompasses both man and woman. Some may feel that one side is stronger than the other, but both sides are present. So again, that's bigender.
I love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Claps for bigender.
Bigender. We support you. We love you. LGBTQ+.
Hello.
And
so,
before we go into gay terms,
we have to point out that this is not the gay talk term. Excuse me. It's not the gay talk 2.0 terms. It is the gay talk actual book that we got, right? So Trish is like running for it.
She's like, okay.
We want to make sure this is such an amazing book. We want to make sure that the person who actually wrote it gets the credit for it, right?
So Gay Talk, a sometimes outrageous dictionary of gay slang by Bruce Rogers.
So Mr. Rogers, thank you.
Hey, Bruce.
Formerly entitled The Queen's Vernacular.
So let's talk about today's gay talk term.
Well, I mean, obviously, in honor of Squatty Potty, I had to do something with poop.
It's amazing.
So, naturally. So this week's term is shit queen.
What's a shit queen?
A shit queen is one with an abnormal interest in human feces.
Disgusting.
See, caca queen.
Okay, wait. Caca Queen?
Yes, Caca
so,
Queen.
See, Caca Queen. So I, of course, go to Caca Queen, and it says, one who is sexually gratified by being shit upon or by eating human excretion.
That's okay, disgusting. That's disgusting.
A human toilet. Synonym, brown lipper, chocolate drop, or PCQ, pound cake queen.
Pound cake queen?
Now, I have a fun thing for both these two to do.
Oh,
so,
shit.
Tommy, can you, for me, use brown lipper in a sentence? And Chris,
no.
Can you, for me, use pound cake queen in a sentence?
Brown lipper. Okay, so.
I don't think I can do this right now. You're putting me on the spot.
I walked into the bathroom and I saw this brown lipper just really going at the fucking toilet.
And who was it? Paul Anthony?
Pretty much.
I do not have one for you.
You don't have a pound cake queen
for me?
You
put me on the spot. I don't have one right now.
Well, you know what? Fine.
So I walked into the bathroom at Partner's Cafe.
Why does it have to be the bathroom? I walked into Tommy's bedroom, and he's definitely a pound cake queen because she was sitting on top of somebody letting something loose on her chest.
Gross.
That was amazing.
Was it, though?
It was warm.
So again, your gay talk term of the week is chick queen. Also, caca queen.
I like caca queen. That's a good one. That's a fun
one. Claps for Caca Queen. That was
Caca Queen.
I have to tell you, this man is amazing. Writing this book was just absolutely great. So can we give him another shout out?
Yes. Bruce Rogers. Thank you.
Mr. Rogers, thank you.
All right. Sir Rogers.
Yeah. Different guy. Different guys.
Do we have anything else that we need to talk about before? We do. We have one more story. This is the feel-good story. So I'm going to let Trish talk about this, and then we'll wrap up the show and bring it home.
I mean, I feel like everybody saw this. I didn't really want to talk about it necessarily, but I love Ellen, as we all know. I'm
yes,
Ellen.
We know, girl.
So this is Nick and Ellen, you know, doing my little segment with her. So she surprised a fourth grade teacher who used drag race in a quiz. So this teacher, and his name, I have it right here.
Joe Dombrowski.
He did an April Fool's for his class, his fourth grade class, and he like listed off terms like Blorski.
It was a pop quiz spelling bee on April Fool's Day.
My favorite word, though, Rulaska tax.
I know. And what did he say, Chris? What did he say?
A lot of the words are silent.
Rulaska tax. No, Rulaska tax had hyphens in it. He's like, R-O-L hyphen A-S-K hyphen A-T-O-X. If you didn't get the hyphens, you got it wrong.
Listen.
Rulaska tax.
But this man is... he's just bringing so much joy and happiness to this classroom.
Yeah.
But he's also serving the LGBTQ community in a way that I don't think was acknowledged on the Ellen show, because he is not hiding who he is. He's seems to be very openly out and proud. And he's beautiful and sweet, and he's bringing things like drag race into a fourth grade classroom, and he's allowing for an environment for these kids to grow up and be supported in any which way, which is beyond beautiful.
So if you didn't see the actual interview that he did with Ellen, he had one student who knew what he was up to.
He looked at me.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
I got this.
All right.
I know what you're up to. Yeah. I see you. And he's like, you better not ruin this for the entire class.
Yeah. And he did it.
And no, he did.
And like he said at the end, he's like, I knew.
I
had it the whole time.
I know.
So, you know, I just think that would have been just such an amazing story to end the show on.
But as per Ellen does, she gave, Shutterfly gave the school $10,000. And then, of course.
He thought that was it.
Well, because when he came up, when she.
Well, she gave him $10,000.
From like, Shutterfly,
we
a check
already
for
know you spend all your money on your students. We don't want you to spend this money on your students. That's for the school. Bitch, this is for you.
And she's also like, he's a gay man. He's going to go shopping. So.
But that felt really nice, like just seeing that go out, because it felt uplifting for me, because I'm an openly gay man and I aspire to be a public school teacher. So that just was very rewarding to see, like, what he does. Like, I'm very proud of you, and I think you're going to make an amazing shape in your community and across the nation, which you already have. So good for you. We really appreciate your work.
And thank you for creating an environment for these students where they can grow and learn to be themselves.
Yep,
100%.
Absolutely.
So thank you.
Mr. Joe Dombrowski.
Thank you, mister. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for not being a shitty queen.
A shitty queen? No, pun intended. Oh, pun intended.
Pun intended. So, listen, we have some announcements. I'm speaking cursive already. I've been like three, like, What are we
having? We're actually pretty good today.
Yeah.
I'm just looking forward to that word. We got time.
All right. All right, Tommy, go take ahead, it
Tom.
Away.
I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I gave you cups, for God's sake.
You did. It says your
with inscribed words. Nice to me today.
I'm going to give the mug my boyfriend gave me back. He's like, I wanted that mug, and I gave it to you. I'm like, well, I got a Yavul mug, so you can have it.
Well, let's wrap the show up. So we got some announcements. If you guys like the show, you can head on over to iTunes, rate us and leave us a review. This allows for our podcast to become more visible within the Apple and iTunes ecosystem. You can also become a Patreon using the service. You, the listener, can help us support our show and pledge a donation. With something as little as a dollar, can go literally a very, very long way.
And next week, it's all about the dish. I'm very excited. We have no scheduled guests. This means you get more of us for your entertainment. They'll also,
and we can see who tunes in. So if you don't tune in, we're going to be pissed off.
We're coming for you.
Our numbers like drastically drop next week.
Exactly. You're like, those bitches. Also, Pink Eggs and Glam is happening in New Haven this Sunday, April the 23rd, from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., featuring Sutton Lee Seymour. You can purchase tickets. You can purchase your tickets at skycasper.com.
So I just wanted to throw out there, it's going to be at the same location. It's going to be at Fornarelli's. I'm going. I don't know if my co-host will go. I would invite you guys to
go. Is that on Orange Street?
Yes.
Yes, on Orange. Fornarelli's. Italian restaurant on Orange Street, New Haven.
Orange Street in New Haven.
I love Sutton Lee Seymour. Like, that is the best drag name I've ever heard.
That's very good.
Are you kidding me? It's also one of my favorite musical movies of all time.
Well, it's a pun on two things. So it's Sutton Foster and Sutton Lee Seymour, and she just shoved it together, and I fucking love it.
Sutton Lee Seymour, standing beside you. No, I'm kidding. So, I came inside you. That's what it was.
So thank you to our guest, Bobby Edwards. You are amazing. Yes, you are sexy. Bobby. We loved having you on the show. Thank you again for your generous donation of a squatty potty that you found out about today to our contest winners, Ben and Josh from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Claps for them.
Yes. Yes. Congratulations, guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much for participating.
And shall we?
And shall we? Let's keep it going.
All right. Our show is available on our website, gaytalked20.com, under show and episodes. It is also available as a free download on iTunes, Google Play Music, and Stitcher Radio.
Nick announces. You can find us on social media. What do you know? Facebook, Gay Talk 2.0. Instagram, Gay Talk 2.0. Twitter, at Gay Talk 20. And you can email us at gaytalk2.0 at gmail.com. Tom, take it away.
And you can also contact us by visiting our website, where you can leave us a comment and or a suggestion. You can also... These bitches. I gave them cups.
You can leave us a comment and or suggestion.
Suggestion. You can submit a question for the cast and or an individual host. You can also leave us a question via voice message for the cast to answer on the show by calling 334-GAY-TALK. And if you have one of those old-time phone numbers where you're like still doing dial tone, it's like 334-429-8255.
Basically.
Pretty much, right? Don't forget that we are live streaming every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on digitalstreamradio.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our show. Thank you so much, and y'all have a good night. Bye! Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gay Talk 2.0. Tune in next time for more dish.